Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Fourth and final hour, WEEI Afternoons. Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, who has a festive scarf. It's very, you got a hat matching. I didn't notice the hat went with it, too.
This is actually a Turkish football club scarf.
Of course it is.
My brother gave it to me, but all you have to do is turn the name inside out. It's like, oh my gosh, what a lovely holiday scarf you have there.
Yes, Dan Ball?
While we're going off topic, Fitzy, what were you featured in that aired yesterday?
WEEI Afternoon
Story.
No, the Bill Belichick documentary thing on Vice.
Yeah.
Thing. It took a turn to a thing.
I think it's a documentary.
It became a
Your
thing.
Your little thing.
Yeah. It's like a TV show.
Okay.
Yeah, called Out of Bounds on Vice.
Okay. What's
with
it about?
Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson.
Were they there?
Yes. I interviewed both of them.
Oh, nice. How'd that go?
Terrific.
You and Jordan must have hit it off.
Oh, my God. Famous friends. We both have a Provincetown porn shop fetish.
So
we're both
did
control
you,
freaks.
Did you defend your boy? Did you hold the wall? Or did you, take the side of these guys and just pile on?
No. I was brought in for Belichick passion and expertise and then also Jordan jokes. So I did both.
Nice.
I defended the wall and then gave the contemporary situation the business.
So you did what Stiz couldn't, because we all remember that one day where Stiz came to
spoke
an end
English?
And said, guys, I got nothing.
That was after the CBS Sunday morning interview.
Yeah.
That was a rough day. That was a rough day for Bill Belichick supporters.
That was not a great day. It was an interesting cast of characters they seem to have had in said documentary as well. Other radio people around town.
Right.
Pablo Torre, I believe, was in there.
Oh, there! I mean, yes. he is the voice of this topic.
That was probably a good get.
We're efforting. We're getting some clips. Maybe we'll play some audio and odds.
Oh my goodness gracious!
We should have access to this, right? YouTube it or wherever the hell Vice is. I haven't seen Vice, and still, when was the last time I went there when Ted was on it?
Yeah,
that was the last time I had to look for Vice, and I haven't been back since.
The text chains were pretty entertaining. Of how the hell do I get to watch this thing? It was pretty good.
I'm an old man. You know what I do? I push the button on my Xfinity remote and say Vice, and if it doesn't pop up, well, then I'm not watching it.
That's all you have to do. Say Vice TV.
Vice, Fitzy, Belichick, Doc. Will that come up?
It just take out the Fitzy part. Yes. Then it'll come right
up. All right, I'll watch it. I'm game. Feels like something we should.
It was surprisingly fun.
Really?
Yes, it was because
it's not a fun topic.
I didn't. No, it's not. But I did enjoy being able to remind everybody just how damn great Belichick was and just how accomplished he was and then how crazy all of this is because it flies in his behavior over the last 2 years flies in the face of everything he preached for two decades. Like it's not that it's just Hippocratic. It's just very almost delusional. Like,
that's absolutely not true.
Ah, come on, Bill. You know it is true. Like when you see somebody preach a life that goes this way, and then all of a sudden everything they start doing is the other way.
And they're 73.
Yes, it's either some sort of issue on their end, or they are hooked up with some sort of, like, leech.
Or combination of the two.
And Bill is like the host organism, and she's leached onto him and controlling his thoughts. Or it's a combination. Probably most definitely a combination.
I watch a lot of, weirdly, like some of those like CBS Sunday Morning and like elder manipulation, elder scams, elder abuse. Hey, you know what you need to do? You need to put all your assets in crypto, and then you need to go to this one convenience store on I-87 and take it all out of this crypto ATM machine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw that one.
And leave it in a box behind, like...
That happens all the time.
Do you know how many times I had to stop Stiz from replying to emails from his Nigerian princess?
Right. And he's not even that old yet.
I know.
Belichick's twice his age. Yes, Dan Ball?
Andy, that might have been one of your worst takes yet. You really don't think this is a fun topic?
I don't think the demise of any great legend is all that fun.
No.
Like, I don't know. And I get it. Bill has brought a lot of this upon himself. Bill has been a total a-hole to a lot of people. But in general, don't we like greatness and we want legends to be the legend that they were, like the, how they got to the top of the mountain?
But I also think we like the downfall of said legends even more.
Well, I don't
like
want
to. No. We pay attention to and we actively
celebrate the downfall of Bill. Look how much greatness he. Look how many things he was a part of that were so significant over half of our lifetimes.
It's sort of like when you're in traffic, and we've all said this, so don't pretend I'm the only a-hole who said this. There better be somebody dead ahead for this hour that I've spent in traffic.
Wow, Andy.
Stiz, honestly, if I drive by and it looks like the accident was caused by some dillhead texting, I'll roll the window. Are you happy you sent the
No, but I always feel bad. Like if you get to the front of the traffic
exactly.
And there was like a body lying in the median with a curtain.
For God's sakes,
like,
Hart.
I feel bad about what I said back there. Like, you don't want to see that. Like,
a body lying there in the
you what you're saying.
All right.
A body lying there in the median with a curtain over it.
5:09:01, it's time for the drive.
This is the drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep.
Top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, so as I teased, Stephon Diggs, we've been talking about him. Greg Bedard said he looked lost. Others have said he looked slow. Everyone has virtually unanimously said he can't beat man coverage, right? And that he needs to play against zone, and that's what he was good at. Well, Stephon Diggs, as he does every week, talks at his locker down at Gillette Stadium.
Wednesdays are a big day for that.
Yep. He had some interesting comments about the coverages being thrown at him and what he likes to see.
Stephon, the Ravens in the past, I think, have been a pretty man-to-man heavy defense.
Yeah.
Do you like to see that, and how do you feel like you guys as a group have performed when you've seen it this year?
I mean, I much prefer it, if you may. When you get a lot of Rolodex of coverages, you got a lot to think about. I mean, they still mix it up. They still play a lot of zone and a lot of man. They mix it up. But in the past, I remember they were a heavy man team. It was a couple of teams in the league that only played man. But, I mean, at least you know what you're getting. You know, one-on-one, you're against one other guy, you ain't got to read too much coverages. But I prefer it. You know, I think we got a lot of skilled guys, including myself. Like, been doing it for a little while. You know how to get open. You know how to handle yourself. You know, it's always going to be a challenge. But let it show me and tell me.
I hope Drake wasn't standing nearby because he's like, you know how to beat it. You know how to get open. You do? Well, where was that in the fourth quarter against the Bills? Because y'all didn't look like you knew how to get open.
Especially when Buffalo didn't even have their best corner.
Right. They didn't even have their best corner. Nope. They're playing your preferred coverage. So, Steph Diggs, you said you like when they play man against
Beat Tre'Davious White. Old man White against old man Diggs.
Yeah. And not
teammates. Yeah. It's not Tre'Davious White of 2018.
No. Different name. Different guy. Like, same guy, but not
the same guy.
The name is not the same up there. No, I found that interesting, and I think it's very simple. He's heard the narrative. He's pushing back. Doth protest too much a little bit. He hears, he reads. Guy's on social media all the time, right? So he sees everything being said about Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Old, well, slow.
Someone's on there for him and presenting the daily rundown. Yeah.
He is aware that the narrative in New England and in all of football talk is you can't beat man coverage. So what does he do? Yeah, I love man coverage. I actually prefer man coverage. Like, he's trying to get other teams to play zone, right? Like, he's talking to the fan, he's talking to the media, and he's thinking, well, maybe if I play reverse psychology and I tell the Ravens I like man coverage, they'll play zone.
That's what I need to do. Tell them that I love man coverage.
This is ridiculous. You know all you need to do, Stephon Diggs? Please get open and catch the football. Because you know what you haven't done enough lately? Get open and catch the football.
Yeah, the 8 catches over the last 3 games combined, averaging 2.6 catches a game. That's not WR get paid over $1 million a game stuff.
$23 million a year average annual value, right? I know it's a little bit of a fake deal, but it's 3 years, $69 million. That money doesn't go as far as it used to. It's funny. We were well on our way to, I heard people talking about he's going to have 1,000 yards. Is he? He's going to have 1,000 yards?
If he keeps this up, no. If he has 3 great games at the end of the season, Maybe.
When was the last time he had three great games in a row, and what team was it for?
It was for the Buffalo Bills.
So I think it's interesting. I really like what we've gotten from Stephon Diggs this year.
Mm-hmm.
But for him to come out and say, I really like man coverage.
Now we're talking about him like he's Al Horford.
If I had the opportunity to upgrade my number one wide receiver, I would do it in a heartbeat. Heartbeat. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown. I'm saying Jacoby Myers. Like, well, upgrade
okay,
my
so
top
why
target.
Why weren't they in on Jacoby Myers? Look how good he's been on Jacksonville.
Because the vibes were too good. The chemistry, they felt like they had a group. I won't say the vibes are terrible.
I think the vibes are up.
Yeah. I think the vibes are fine.
Okay.
It's the production that stinks.
Okay.
I'm not blaming the vibes on this. I'm blaming the production, the physicality, the guy that can't get open and catch the football. It's got nothing to do with vibes. Mm-hmm. I think Diggs is doing a nice job with the vibes. He just had his first annual pampering women or something mm-hmm. event at Gillette Stadium. He celebrated his birthday during the bye with that cool cake, the whole thing. The vibes are fine.
Those are all off-field vibes, by the way.
Yeah, his on-field vibes are pretty good, too. He's yelling. Mac Collins is yelling. Did you see Mac Collins after maybe the double pass?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
How excited he was. They have vibes.
Oh, he was the one excited about the double pass.
It wasn't the coach. The head coach was not excited about that. But what they don't have is production. And I don't know. I just think it's interesting that Stephon Diggs, when everybody's talking about he can't beat man coverage, goes to his locker at Gillette Stadium and goes, you know what I love? I love man coverage.
So if he gets a face full of man coverage on Sunday night, who's he going to get? Marlon Humphrey?
I don't think it matters. I think anybody that covers him man has a good chance to win that matchup. That's just not who he is anymore. Anyway, that wasn't the only thing that Stephon Diggs had to say. There was another cut that Stiz was quite ready to play. He's eager to play Stephon Diggs' thoughts on getting ready for Sunday Night Football.
Does the bigger the game change you at all when it comes to what your mentality is and how you go about your business?
Nah, I go on whether it's a big game or, I mean, I don't know what a small game would be because every game counts as the same, you know, but I think more parameters like a primetime game and stuff like that. You can't get up for primetime and it's not the sport for you, but, you know, I approach them all the same way. I go on with the mindset I'm trying to dominate, I'm trying to win, you know, we've been playing some good teams, so it's always going to be a good challenge and a good test.
So Thursday Night Football, primetime, right? Thursday Night Football, he had a big game against the Jets. So are we ready for a bounce-back big game, Fitzy, from Stephon Diggs? Sunday Night Football, big game. He doesn't know what a little game would be, but It's a big game, prime time. Get up for it.
Well, let's see. He's either going to get Draymond Jones or Nate Wiggins.
Oh, good Nate.
Good old Nate.
Jermaine's cousin?
Yep. That's his nephew, I believe.
Oh, actually. Okay, good. Yeah, younger.
Yeah, you better get up for this game. Now, last Sunday Night Football game, had his best game of the year. 9 catches, 140 yards against the Buffalo Bills. Huge. Made the catch of the year, arguably, for the team as well. Now, you got to do that again because I'll tell you, if Steph Diggs doesn't lead by example Sunday night, because Baltimore can play the run a little bit, that you can definitely throw on him. And if he doesn't lead by example, who's the guy that you think is going to lead the Patriots passing attack by example? Is it going to be a bunch of dump offs to the running backs? Is it going to be, we're talking about a big hoop game?
I had to guess, I'd say it's a big Booty and Henderson as a receiver game, if I had to guess. But I don't know. They've been so varied all year long. It's been part of why they're good, right? We've talked so long about
booty,
it.
Booty, rocking everywhere.
Wow, that came out of nowhere. Mm. That's what you need from Booty on a Sunday night. Come out of nowhere and just have a big old booty game.
Yes.
but we praise them for not having a number one receiver. Every week it's Henry, it's Diggs, it's Booty, it's this guy,
did
right?
Did we praise him or did we sort of like ride along with it like, yeah, this works, right?
No, we were definitely, you want to say Rob Bradford carries the Red Sox water, we were carrying Patriots water. Oh, it's hard to plan for them as a defense. You can't just say I'm going to take away this one guy and that'll take away, nope, because all Drake May will do is go to his favorite receiver, the open receiver.
Years. It's exhausting.
So we talked about it. Now it's kind of late in the year. Now it's big games. Now it's star power time, right? You saw a star beat your ass on Sunday, correct, Josh Allen? Star showed up.
Well, I wouldn't say beat your ass, just mostly defeat you.
Oh, he broke you. He broke you a little bit.
Yeah, there was a little humbling. There was a break back.
So you need somebody to step up on Sunday, and if Stephon Diggs is going to talk the talk, big games, a step up. If you can't get up for this, you should be playing football.
Go back to your three-point stance from the 3 o'clock hour. You sort of bemoaned the notion that it was this team only goes as far as Drake May goes the remainder of this season, playoffs or not. It's not that no lies detected. Like no. I think that is universally agreed upon and acknowledged by all, not just in Pat's Nation, but beyond as well.
But you know, one of the most classic quotes in Pat's Nation is my husband cannot throw the ball and catch it too. So, and Michael May can say, my husband cannot throw the ball and catch it too. If he's going to have his big day, somebody needs to have their hands out catching the football, right? Somebody needs to get open and make some plays. And Stephon Diggs, I'm going to put that on you. You want man coverage? You want prime time? See you Sunday night in Baltimore.
How about Kyle Williams?
Are we really going to count on Kyle Williams? The guy's got like 2 plays all year.
Okay.
So now we're asking Kyle Williams to win on Sunday night football?
I'd like a touchdown from him Sunday. Stretching the field is a good thing.
Sure.
That opens up your run game. That opens up your intermediate routes.
Pop Douglas is a one-off. Those guys are one-offs.
What are we doing with a bunch of like party tricks?
Stephon, you don't have a very great wide receiver core. It's average. It's mediocre at best. You've gotten about as much as you could ask out of it if you're Drake May, but now you got to squeeze a little bit more. You got to keep in the tube of toothpaste, you don't have a replacement, and you're like, I really need to brush my teeth this morning.
Yeah, so then what you put it down on the bathroom counter, slide the toothbrush against it.
Roll it.
Oh, yeah.
Push your finger in the hole and just try to get as much paste as you can out of there.
Just look at it and tell it who's boss.
Well, that's what Drake May has to do.
Give me that toothpaste.
That's what Drake May has to do with this wide receiver's core. Just get a squeeze a little bit more toothpaste out of it. 617-779-7937. You go right to the front of the line. I've told you the rule. If you call Andy out, call Fitzy out, want to rip somebody on the show, boom, right to the front of the line. So let's go to Steve in the truck because he says somebody needs to relax. What's up, Steve?
Gentlemen, you know, by far you are my favorite show. I love Wiggy, I love Courtney, but you guys are my favorite. So I got to take it to task a little bit.
Okay.
We got to calm down because it's one loss in the season where no one projected this team to win more than 9 games. That's number one. And number two, how many targets did he have Sunday, Mr. Diggs?
How many targets?
You know offhand?
I do not know offhand.
It was 5 or 6 last Sunday, Steve. It wasn't much. Don't forget, Drake May only attempted 23 passes last Sunday.
Exactly. So I understand he wasn't open all the time, but the game plan probably wasn't centered around him either. Their game plans and their play calling must affect some of that too.
Absolutely.
So I can't put it all on him. We're expecting them to have a big game Sunday. I want to have a big game too. But if they're not planning for him, what does he do? I know he's going to get open. I understand that.
Yeah.
But we got to reel in just a little bit because I never expected them to win this many games, did you?
I did not, Steve. Thanks for the call. But when they did win that many games and they put themselves atop the standings, then your expectations adjust and change. Just like I didn't expect Stephon Diggs to have a great year. I didn't expect him to be on the field for the first month. And then he was. And then he was having some good games. And that first win in Buffalo was a big game. And it was like, oh, Steph Diggs is a pretty good player for this team. And guess what? I don't want to hear about the game plan. I don't want to hear about the targets. You know what I want to see? Clutch time performance, crunch time performance. Drake May can't do it himself. When he drops back with a few minutes to go against the Bills and you need a drive, somebody needs to get open. Steph Diggs, that's you. You're the highest paid receiver. You're the number one receiver. You got the fancy wife and you're the rapper and the whole thing and this whole, you're a star.
Okay, and you know what? When you get out there between the hashes on Sunday night, none of that means squat.
Oh, yeah, no, there's star power.
Think someone's not going to be able to, like Marlon Humphrey in the slot's not going to be able to cover him because he's been like, ooh, that's Cardi B's guy.
No,
I love
you're a
Cardi
star.
B.
No, but you're a star. And if you want the attention, with that attention, with that contract, with that aura that Cam Newton talks about is expectation. I expect you to live up to who you are. You're not just kind of out to pasture.
I think his star off field is now. I think his star off field might be surpassing his star on field.
Oh, I don't like the sounds of that because I'm going to need a few more games out of you, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. So Sunday is the perfect example to opportunity, rather, excuse me, to reassert yourself as a star on field and off.
You know what's funny is we've gotten a very mixed bag of texts today. In very polar opposite ends, like, they're going to get boat raced by the Ravens.
There's
they're
a lot
so
of people
physical.
That are out on the path. Yeah. All of a sudden, again, one loss, and it's like, this boat is too full. I'm out of here.
And then there's the other end that are, it's one game, guys. They're good. They had one loss. It's Josh Allen. Like, they'll be fine. They're going to kill the Ravens. The Ravens aren't that good. They're a 500 team.
But I think it's the manner in which they lost. Being up and then blowing a lead at home. The red zone offense yeah. and defense. So I think it's the manner in which they lost that leads some people, I mean, me included.
Thank
I'm not
you,
saying that they're definitely going to lose on Sunday. But I'm nervous going into it. I'm not going to lie.
It should be a tight game. These are two teams vying for playoff spots, and they hate the blank out of each other. By the way, did you hear about Lamar Jackson?
I did not. What was I supposed to hear
about? He didn't practice today.
Did anybody practice today?
He got the flu.
Patriots defense is out. The Ravens offense is out. I guess that balances out.
He's home with the achies.
You get the flu from you? You had the flu recently, didn't you?
It was awful. Oh, but I will say this, though. I'm glad I stopped by and got my Shaw's and Star Market vax here at our offices.
Oh, you're one of those guys?
Oh, dude.
Like Kelsey.
I would have had 5 days of the flu. I only had two. Now, those 2 days sucked. Stans will tell you, how bad was the flu recently?
Yeah, that was a rough one. It's the first time I had been sick in years. We got some audio of Lamar Jackson about being out today, if you guys want
to
hear
sure,
it.
Sure, lovely. Bring it to me. Fresh.
It's kind of a rest thing. I mean, the guys are dealing with different things from the game. Ronnie. Those guys were held back today. Expect those guys out there tomorrow. We'll see, but should have those guys tomorrow. Lamar had an illness. He was kept home with a flu deal. The doc kept him home today away from the guys, so that was what happened with that.
Okay, Lamar Jackson kept home with the flu away
now,
from the team.
Now, let's see. What if he can't practice till Friday? You're a little slower on the install. When you're home in bed and you got a 101 and you're
were you listening earlier? I don't think there's much install. It's whether I turn left and hand it to Derrick Henry or right and hand it to Derrick Henry.
Occasionally, there's going to be play action to Isaiah Likely,
hey, Mark
who's
Andrews
streaking towards the end zone,
yes.
And then he drops it at the goal line.
Pretty simple game plan for the Ravens. All right, that's going to do it for The Drive this afternoon on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we're going to look at the playoffs. And as I said, there's a fun playoff predictor machine on ESPN. But we're going to look ahead to the playoffs, the current seeding, the current matchups, who we like. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and for the final time, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.